Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. One of the most anticipated events on the Coachella Valley calendar is the American Express Golf Tournament. It's not just a world-class PGA Tour event that brings together top golfers to the desert, but it's also a major driver for our local economy and a powerful force for good in our community, raising millions of dollars for local charities and organizations each year. On the line to share what's ahead for this year's tournament, from the players to the fan experience to the impact off the course, is Pat McCabe, Executive Director of the American Express. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pepper. Appreciate it.
Start by giving us an overview of the American Express Golf Tournament. What's it all about and what makes it special?
Yeah, the event itself is actually one of the longest standing events on the PGA Tour. American Express is our title sponsor of the event. They've been with us now. This will be the 8th playing of the event known as the Amex, but our 68th playing of the tournament overall. It's a great community event, as you mentioned. You hit all the hot buttons. It brings together world-class golf, an incredible list of CEOs coming to the desert, thousands of fans, global eyeballs on television, and really a great golf experience, a great viewing experience, but something for everybody, for all of the spectators, whether it be music, whether it be golf, whether it be great weather outside in the beautiful Coachella Valley in January.
Now, this isn't just a golf tournament. It's a major community event, like you said. How would you describe its role in the Coachella Valley?
Two things, really. The charity piece you touched on, we're just shy of $70 million in the tournament's history of giving back to local nonprofits, which is incredible. The PGA Tour and the family of the PGA Tour, in its history, believe it or not, $4 billion to local nonprofits, which is amazing. And everyone plays a part in it, whether it's Amex or another sponsor, or anyone buying a ticket, our volunteers. But also, I like to talk about the community impact and the economic impact that all the good that does for the event. We're almost $30 million on an annual basis, believe it or not, for just a one-week event, because people are coming in from all over the world. They're flying in, they're renting cars, they're eating at local restaurants. They are spending their money and spending 5-6 days in the desert and in the valley on an annual basis. So it's pretty amazing for just a 7-day event to do all that good.
And tell us about the nonprofits that benefit from this event.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of them. So the way it works on the PGA Tour is our host organization is a group of men and women integral in the business community called the Impact Through Golf Foundation. And so they support groups that focus on health and wellness, children support, natural disaster relief. And actually, in November, early November, we announced another $1.1 million from the 25 tournament, and various groups benefited. So that's the Find Food Bank, that's the Boys and Girls Club, the local First Tee chapter, and others. And actually, during last year's event, of course, the horrific disasters that were all the wildfires in the greater Los Angeles area, the tournament contributed to a couple different groups, the California Red Cross, and of course, the California Community Foundation as well. because of all the devastation in LA. And it really was affected everywhere, but also in the desert. We saw a lot of people come out and get out to the desert to try and escape all that chaos that was happening there with our neighbors in LA.
How are these nonprofits chosen, and what kind of impact have you seen from the funds raised over the years?
Yeah, I mentioned that Impact Through Golf Committee Foundation Board. There's about 15 of them, and there's a smaller subset group that gets together after the tournament every year. After we finish the event, we crown a champion, we pay our bills, we get all the stuff off the golf course. We then, essentially all the net proceeds from the event go back to charity, and they go through a pretty rigorous process. It's obviously important for us to do that. So they file a letter of interest. They then do a grant application. And one of the things that we focused on, Pepper, over the last few years since Amex came on board, is still focusing on local groups, but a lesser number of groups in a more meaningful impact. And I say that in the fact that a perfect example is one actually of our friends at the Find Food Bank. So Find Food Bank, for those who don't know, is an incredible organization. They're only about 10 minutes down the road from PGA West. And so they supply food for those in need. And they built a brand new multi-million dollar facility, a new warehouse, as they got to the limits of their current space. So we're super proud that actually recently there was a ribbon cutting ceremony, which we donated a fair amount of money, and it was the Fine Food Bank and also the Impact for Golf at the American Express Learning Center. So they're training people how to go in, whether it's volunteering to pack food or work for the organization. So there's a number of examples like that where it's naming rights to facility. It's large, you know, six-figure gifts that are helping making a real meaningful impact as well.
I'm speaking with Pat McCabe, Executive Director of the American Express Golf Tournament. For people who live here year-round, how does the tournament support the broader community even after the crowds and players leave the desert?
It was a week-long event, but believe it or not, it takes us a couple months to set up. So we begin setting up in the early part of November. I mentioned that November charity timeframe. We have all of our board comes into town. We do events leading up and right after the event. So that's a quarter of the year for a few months. But also we activate on an annual basis, whether it's through the charities or whether that is through the vendors or also the small businesses are a crucial part of what Amex's mission is all about. And if you see and you come see us on site during tournament week, all of our concessions are local small businesses, whether that's TKB, they give out great food and sandwiches or different kind of local small businesses, Brandini and stuff like that. And so the benefit that they reap that week brings them throughout the course of the year. And, you know, we have got 40 team members who work on the event. We have 1,200 volunteers, some of which are full-time, some of which are part-time. But every single day I get up, go to work, and work on this event for that 1 week. And it's a highlight, obviously, tournament week. But all year we're focused on partnering with our folks at PGA West or our vendors or La Quinta Country Club, La Quinta Resort. And so it's a 365 process, and we're excited to showcase it for a few days in January.
How much of a role does the American Express corporate sponsorship play in making this level of community giving possible?
Yeah, it's huge, right? I mean, if you look at, they signed on as what's referred to as our title sponsor back in 2020. The thing we love about Amex is when they came on board in 2020, look, this event has got a phenomenal history, right? Started as the Palm Springs Golf Classic back in 1960 and focused on celebrities and dignitaries and all the things that Bob Hope did to the event. And they've continued that legacy, but they've also made sure that the proceeds of the event stay local, right? They're not bringing them back to their foundation in New York and divvying them up that way. They want to make sure that they do right by the community. So that's important. You heard me mention the small business aspect, and they are able to help really elevate the premium experience for their card members, of course, but also all fans of the tournament, right? And so you've seen the concerts that have been a big part of this event have truly gotten elevated over the years. I remember back in 2017, 2018, we had 1,000 people, 1,500 people for some smaller name acts. And now this year we've got Old Dominion and One Republic. And last year we had Journey. So there's 20,000 people on site. So we couldn't do it without them. They helped introduce us to other partners that help support the event. And they're really just a phenomenal title sponsor. And they're going to be with us through 2028 at least, and hopefully beyond that as well.
This event brings in visitors from all over. What kind of ripple effect does that have on local businesses and the economy?
Yeah, I think huge. I mean, it's obviously the Coachella Valley is global tourist destination, and it's becoming more of a 12-month destination. But the seasonality of it is so crucial, right? I mean, you got the music, you've got the tennis, you've got the golf, you've got the film festival, and you've got kind of that short window of time. But again, this event is broadcast to hundreds to millions of people around the world in almost every single country via streaming platforms, via Golf Channel. I think it's 45 hours of global television that has taken place. And we highlight, obviously, the great golf, and that's important, but we highlight the city of La Quinta. Our host city is phenomenal. The greater Coachella Valley, you know, I mentioned Amex. So typically week in, week out on the tour, you hear a message from the title sponsor where they've given that back and they want to highlight local small businesses or local charities. And so for them to get that opportunity, and then it's expanded to so much where actually a group, the JFK Ophelia Project, was recognized last year. There's 40 some odd PGA Tour events. They were named the PGA Tour Charity of the Year, which is really, really amazing. Peter Sturgeon and all the great work that him and his team do to mentor young women. So I could talk about it for hours, but we're proud of what we've been able to accomplish together for sure.
And do you partner with local vendors, volunteers, or schools in putting on the tournament?
Yeah, 100%. 1,200 volunteers. We couldn't do it without them. There's about 40 leaders, we call them, that we deal with more on a day in, day out basis. But I think there's around 30 different committees of volunteers. And these men and women really, they love what they do. And their way to help give back, they donate their time. You know, we do provide a great experience for them. We try to give them, obviously, breakfast and lunch. And our friends at Spotlight 29 Casino help us do that. But yes, the volunteer piece is huge. Kids and children are huge. So if you buy a ticket to the tournament, children 15 and under are complimentary with paid adults, which is fantastic. And again, it's something for everybody, whether it's a golf fan, a music fan, a community support person. And yeah, the volunteer piece is a huge part of that. And yeah, we've got small businesses that are selling concessions, which is great. But also during our Pro-Am event, every couple of holes out there where the people playing in the golf tournament get a chance to sample local fare. So a pizza vendor on one spot or a burger vendor on another, and something that's really cool because they get to experience all that is the great flair and the local cuisine in the desert for sure.
Now, golf tournaments can be big operations. How do you make sure this event is environmentally conscious and sustainable?
No, that's important for us for sure. A variety of different ways. We've got great partners in our catering company who help do all of the recycling elements of the event. We try in all of our structures to actually use actual glassware, which is interesting and unique in that, you know, they're temporary tents, but you're eating off an actual plate or using an actual cup. Our partners with our waste, Minrico or Burtek, are our local vendor. We compost all of the food, all of the silverware that's maybe not an actual permanent silverware is all compostable. We've got to file, obviously, a report with the state of California and so on and so forth. So we do everything we can. Certainly, it's crucial. And the golf courses are doing the same way from water conservation. We actually don't overseed a fair amount of the rough surrounds of the golf course, which helps preserve water and stuff like that. So a lot of different ways, and that's definitely top of mind for sure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Speaking with Pat McCabe, Executive Director of the American Express Golf Tournament. Looking ahead, what are your goals for growing the charitable impact of this event?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing that every single year. I mean, we just in November did announce $1.1 million. That number is continuing to grow year after year. Of course, operating expenses can get larger and larger, player purses, so on and so forth. But with that, we're elevating those dollars going to local charities. And the way we do that is, of course, Amex is our title. But the corporate support we have seen across the globe, quite frankly, is a phenomenal list of companies that are supporting the event and helping raise those funds and highlight that mission. So every single year, Impact Through Golf is trying to give more and more to different charities, and it's pretty fascinating. And like I said, $4 billion with a B across PGA Tour platforms is something that we're very proud of.
For people who want to get involved, whether by volunteering, attending, or supporting the nonprofits, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, great tournament website. So it's themxgolf.com. We've got a few volunteer positions still left available for those who want to get involved that way. Of course, tickets are on sale, themxgolf.com. Amex card members, if you have an Amex card, it's 20% off of all those ticket purchases. You heard me mention children 15 and under are complimentary. So that's the best spot to go and see all the great things about the event. We highlight our charities. We highlight some of our local restaurant partners. We showcase the fan experience and the know before you goes of those who want to come out and watch great golf and certainly watch great music on Friday, Saturday as well.
What does hosting this tournament mean to you personally as executive director, and what keeps you passionate about it year after year?
We're pleased but never satisfied. Every single year we look at how do we elevate the experience for our guests, whether that's a volunteer, whether that's a sponsor, whether that's a player, whether that's a tour player. Our team is committed to excellence. We look at a variety of different things that we can increase and elevate their experience. I've been with the event now since 2018, and something new and different every year, whether that's a new fan venue, whether that's a nicer shuttle bus for them to take, whether that's lower prices at concessions or a better player field. It is always something. It's pretty amazing that we do work all year for just 1 week, but that's when we have the opportunity to shine and adjust on the fly and make sure it's a great experience for everybody. So we'll continue to keep on going as we progress and continue every January to host the best players in the world and highlight Laquita across the world on television.
And anything else you want us to know?
We'll just wish for great weather in January, of course, January 19th to 25th. And a reminder that for those who do purchase tickets, a portion of that will go back to nonprofits, and we couldn't do it out with the support of all of our different entities.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and I hope the Amex Golf Tournament is a huge success.
I appreciate it. We'll see you out on the fairways at La Quinta Country Club in PJ West. So thanks for the time today, Pepper.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.